Satan's fall has begun. It's not final. The future destruction will happen. He'll be cast into the lake of fire. His judgment will be sealed and settled at that point. But just because the final destruction has not taken place does not mean that there isn't this ongoing breaking down of his powers and frustrating of his efforts to maintain what he's had for millennia, the nations of the world. Christ has said he will come when? When the gospel is in all nations. He says his church, he will build it and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. There will be advance, ongoing advance. Yes, ebbs and flows and different experiences in different locations and different nations. But there will be. Just step back and you will watch. You will watch. Yes, you will see Christ bringing down Satan. Where are the amens? You don't believe it. You don't believe it. Because NBC, ABC, MSNBC, whatever, they're all telling the Lord of the doom and gloom. Many of the publications, Christian publications, are full of doom and gloom. And all you can see is the doom and gloom. And who's in the White House? The person in the White House is the final indication of whether Christ is succeeding in his purpose to reach the nations or not. No! No! No, he's just a tool! He is a tool! And if he actually turns against the church, it will be to the advantage of Christ's kingdom. That's not what... We don't pray for it. We don't want wicked men to be in power. But the wicked man in power doesn't stop Christ.